King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel stones the blessed angels sing. And you beneath life's crushing forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Look now for glad and golden hours come swift. Sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and all the world give back the song which now the angels sing. Thank you.
Today, the 25th day of December.
Unknown ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth and then formed man and woman in his own image. Several thousand years after the flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant. 21 centuries from the time of Abraham and Sarah. 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt. 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the judges. 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king in the 65th week, according to the prophecy of Daniel. In the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome. The 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, a whole world being at peace. Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, and 9 months having passed since his conception, was born in Bethlehem of Judea of the Virgin Mary. Today is the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word made flesh, the Lord and giver of life. Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy. God of peace.
We confess that we are not at peace with others or with ourselves. We bring to you all that tears us apart, discord in our families, violence in our world, harmony in the courts, and nursing within us. We connect us to one another and to you. Let peace reign over all the earth through the Prince of Peace.
In the Word who has come to dwell with us, God has given us grace upon grace, forgiveness that is stronger than our sins, love that can heal every broken heart. Hear this word of God's pardon and peace. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, you are free from all your sin. Rise, shine, for your light has come.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. I ask the congregation to please read the bold print for Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, you have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm. Proclaim the
Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. Now a reading from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly possessions and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Christmas story is not just a story that we listen to from a distance. We don't have to use much of our imagination to see ourselves intertwined in this story. Because of what we're celebrating, the festivities, the music, the art that has been produced to draw attention to this festival, it's because something extraordinary has happened within the ordinary. Now, we get a sense of what's going on in wider society at the time. There's a census that's being taken, and that's going to have an impact on everyone, including this ordinary couple that we know as Mary and Joseph. That decree puts them on a journey that they find themselves on. Now, it's my understanding that the purpose of such a decree to be registered was for taxes, for what people owed the empire. What breaks through in this story for us is not what we owe in the end. It's what God freely gives to us. That the God who is love is all encompassing and good and gracious to all of us. In the world, we must do something to be counted. But in God's kingdom, our God comes to us. Our God claims us. And then we become citizens of that kingdom. The world looks at our gifts and says, "That's great, but this is what you owe me." God's unconditional love comes to us and uses our gifts, invites us to use our gifts as instruments of God's love in the world. One of the lines that jumps out at me in the Christmas story in Luke's gospel is that Jesus had to be laid in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the world each of us are trying to navigate through. Each of us are trying to find our place. We want to be counted. And we want to count for something. Again, we get a glimpse of how broken our world can function and how often people are pushed to the margins, how often people are forced and thrusted into dangerous situations. And our God took on our flesh, our humanity, and entered into this world knowing that this broken world operates in such a way that he too would be pushed to the margins. I'm not sure if Luke intended for those words to be a foreshadowing, but throughout Jesus' ministry, there was no room for his words and for his ministry. There was no room when Jesus sought to make room for other people that the world preferred to keep away. There was no room for Jesus' words that challenged the status quo, that seemed to undermine the religious authorities of his day because they were more interested in keeping their power as opposed to faithful obedience to God. There was no room for Jesus because what he embodied was just too radical for some and a threat to others. I'm not sure if Luke intended for those words to be a foreshadowing, but our broken world decided there was no room for the God who is love, for the God who dwells with us. And as a result, Jesus would be crucified as an attempt to rid the world of the disruption that they feared what Jesus embodied. From manger to cross and empty tomb, the love of God that we encounter in Jesus Christ cannot be contained. It cannot be pushed to the margins. We know that love in the end wins. Christ crucified and risen unleashes a new creation, and we celebrate the joining of heaven and earth on this feast of the incarnation, Christmas. Our Christmas story sends a message that this new creation includes everyone. Now, the shepherds were indeed the lowly in this society, yet on an ordinary evening, they were included in what would be God's unfolding work in the world through Jesus Christ. They were given a message from angels. The word angel literally translates as messenger, because they too would become messengers themselves once they encountered that Savior lying in a manger, for they shared what was told to them to those around them. And we hear that message from the angels. "Do not be afraid, for I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people." This is good news given to lowly shepherds. The lowly are lifted up. Is not that not what we just heard in the fourth Sunday of Advent in Mary's song, the Magnificat, that God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly? We see it taking place right here. And the message that's being sent is that there's a place for them and that there's a place for you. This is good news. And I'm saddened when Christians convey a message or believe that the news about Jesus is not something that's good, but a burden. That they need to go out and find God as if God could be lost. that they need to make sure to do X, Y, and Z in order to be sure that they have a place with God forever. That's not good news. Of all the feast days in the church year, Christmas should be a reminder that God comes to us. God is Emmanuel, God with us, who promises to be with us always. In our journey of faith, we navigate through ups and downs. But in our life, we have this constant reminder, as people of faith, that God is with us in the ups and the downs. That we can cling to the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, even when our faith is shaky, even when we are uncertain, because God promises that there's a place for us forever. For in holy baptism, through ordinary water, joined to the promise of God's word, we're claimed and named as beloved children of God, and we can trust that we have a place with God forever. In the sacrament of Holy Communion, through ordinary bread and wine, joined to the promise of God's word, there's always room and a place at the Lord's table for you when we receive the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is present with us, promises to be present with us in this meal. Centered in the word and strengthened in the sacraments, we are constantly reminded of the place that we have with God. The announcement that's being shared with us repeatedly as we practice our faith is that this is good news. It is good news for all people because we have a Savior. It is Jesus Christ, and he dwells with us here. He is with us now. You do not have to be considered for Time Magazine's Person of the Year to believe that you have an impact on this world. The shepherds are a reminder to us that God continues to work in all people, including in those people that the world considers insignificant. At Christmas, Christians all over the globe are celebrating the God who is with us, the God who is faithful to us, the God who loves us, the God who dies for us, and the God who lives for us. The reality of the church on earth is due to the faithfulness of Christ. And that reality, that we have a place, that we hear this good news, it's not our work, it's the faithfulness of Christ that makes our belonging and the nature of the church in this world a reality. Like the shepherds, may all of us encounter with what this God brings to us. When we encounter what this God brings to us, which is life filled with joy, that we would be like the shepherds and go forth praising God for fulfilling God's promises, for all the amazing things that God is doing in our lives and in our world, for that faithfulness that we experience in God, even when we are unfaithful. The good news that we receive about God when we gather as church is about a God that we encounter in the world, because we are sent forth like the shepherds. So may we point to the presence of God in our midst in the unlikely spaces. Point to God there. Point to God in the unlikely places. Point to God in the unlikely persons in our world. And in sharing the good news that God is here with us in those places, in those spaces, in those persons, that we see the living God, share that good news and share the love of Jesus, a love that ensures that there is a place for each and every one of us. Because the good news that we share in Jesus Christ is that we have a place and that we belong to God now and forever. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Joining now our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Love proclaims that a Savior has been born to us. Inspire your church throughout the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to all who seek salvation, hope, and new life. Merciful God. God of love, we pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God. Love whispers to a weary world that the time for rest and restoration has come. Maintain healthy cycles of wake and sleep for all creatures. Where light pollution disrupts natural rhythms, encourage new practices. Merciful God. Love cries to a warring world that the time for peace is at hand. Direct those in power who make decisions on behalf of others, that they nurture and sustain all that is healthy, good, and holy. Merciful God. Love sings through the walls of a newborn baby. Respond to all who cry out in pain, despair, and need this night, especially Phil and Kristen, Edna, Matt, Susan, Tracy, Amber, Crystal, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Randy, Stan, Phyllis, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Sutton, Nola, Ruth, John, Barb, Leah, our homebound and for those with COVID-19. We give thanks for vaccines and treatments, and we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Bring comfort to those for whom separation, grief, or loss makes the Christmas season especially difficult. Merciful God. Love murmurs words of comfort to a newborn child and exhausted parents. Bless new and expectant parents or caregivers, especially those who are alone or afraid this night. Pour out your love upon families of every kind. Merciful God. God, you sent your Son Jesus to protect us all. We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Merciful God. God's ever-present love is proclaimed through the faithful who came before us. We give you thanks for Mary, John the baptizer, Elizabeth his mother, Joseph the dreamer, and all who point towards your love. Merciful God.
Rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
We continue with the offering.
God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
holy and wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways. And in these last days you have spoken to us in your word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for our weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb, he set us free for love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of faith. Recalling his death and resurrection, and longing for his coming glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine, and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And bring us at last, with Mary and Joseph and all your saints, to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Christ our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us
our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. You may be seated. Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be done continuously. I will be in the center aisle with consecrated hosts. There will be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be served only in the pulpit side of the congregation. Ushers will have a tray of glass cups, and they'll release you forward. Just take a glass cup as you come forward, and then you can indicate your preference of wine or grape juice when you're here. For those who want to receive but are unable to come forward, let the usher know, and we'll serve you in your seats at the conclusion of distribution. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ, the Son, to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Announcements for the good of the community.
As you know, on behalf of the congregation, we are really blessed to have you as part of our congregation, and certainly are grateful for your service to us and shepherding us. And on behalf of the congregation, we'd like to wish you in the Sworn Times a very Merry Christmas. And
thank you.
Very appreciative of everything that you do for us in the future as well.
Thank you. I always appreciate how this congregation has been so supportive of our family. You know, when I had our call interview here, it was answering a question and saying that I want to do ministry not for the congregation, but with the congregation. And I could truly say that we do ministry together. And over the course of 10, now going on 11 years, our family's been ministered to through your love and support. You've been there for us as we brought children into our home. You've been there when we've lost loved ones, including most recently my father, through his illness and death. So truly a washing of each other's feet. And we truly feel loved and blessed to be here in this community. And I just want you to know that we're very grateful for all that you do, not just for us, but for the community in sharing the love of Jesus. So thank you. And Merry Christmas. May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life.
Amen.
May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms enfold you with love and strength.
Amen.
May the word that angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to our world.
Amen.
And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thank you. Glory to God in the highest.
Peace to God's people on earth.
Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.